Hachette Audio presents Credible, The Power of Expert Leaders. Written and read by Amanda Goodall. This book is dedicated to Mother Nature and all the experts I hope will save her. Preface. School ended at 16. They were happy for me to go and I was happy to leave. Being military brats, it was the last of many schools that my brother and I attended on both sides of the Atlantic. For the next 7 years, I trotted around catwalks in several countries wearing remarkable clothes with big hair and strong makeup. I was an unexceptional fashion model, which didn't matter too much because the fashion industry probably wasn't for me, aside from the clothes, that is, and maybe the hair and makeup. But while I was there, I saw firsthand the power of exceptional leaders and their influence on organisations. Designers like Betty Jackson, Willie Smith, who sadly died prematurely in 1987, and the inimitable Vivienne Westwood, who was producing iconic clothing into her 80s. At age 22, a cheap flight brought me to Delhi via Kabul, then occupied by the Soviet Union. From the Indian capital, I took a scenic 30-hour train journey a long way south and east to Srikakulam in the state of Andhra Pradesh. A jeep ride completed my trip to a remote village called Kotturu and into an expired medical centre's operating theatre, which was to be my home for the year. It was a rural development project led by an exceptional man. I was there to learn. H.R. Prakash was tall and imposing yet gentle. He could speak to anyone and did so in at least 4 languages, English, Hindi, Telugu and Tamil. Prakash knew a great deal about aid and development and how to manage delicate relationships with politicians and landowners. He was clever, had profound integrity and heaps of emotional intelligence long before the world even knew what that was. After another decade, which including fundraising for various organisations campaigning for a better world, I returned to education at the London School of Economics. To the surprise of those who knew me at school, I did quite well. I also learned that changing the world needs more than youthful optimism and theories built on emotion. It requires examination through detailed data to test hypotheses and work backwards from there. Following my undergraduate education, I worked closely with 3 leaders, 2 in the UK and 1 in the US. It was the observations I made about these presidents of universities that motivated my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?